Really well. You know, we stayed focused. That was our big thing tonight. Just do your job and do it well. And make sure you know what you're doing. And we had a few mistakes out there, but nothing that we can't clean up next week.
John and I were also discussing the fact, too, that just for a number of years, it seems like it's been difficult for this offense to find that big play, you know, a game breaker. It looks like you have a couple of guys, and obviously it starts up front, but you have a couple of guys that might be able to add to that this year.
Yeah, you know, and that's all you need is you need to find that one guy that's a big game breaker for you. I think our experience up front and the number of seniors that we have up front will give us an advantage for that. And, you know, Ian Elbert or Braden Hughes or Gabe Novak, any of those guys are capable. Caden or Coleman Griffin, those guys are all those guys are capable of making a big play on any given down. So, you know, that's why we play the game.
So a lot of young guys that took some lumps last year, we know that. They had a long offseason, get ready for this season. What was the biggest message over the offseason or just the biggest thing that you felt like this program had to do to take that first step in a good direction this year?
We really had to get after it in the weight room and try to be able to transfer that from the weight room, that hard work and that work ethic out here on the practice field.
How big is Brookfield next week for that self-confidence that you're talking about building your football team?
It's huge. It's huge. It'll be a big game for us. We have to go out and play well. We have to go out and play hard and really get after it. And I think they're up for the challenge.
Injury-wise, is everything good through 2 weeks? Just bumps and bruises?
We're super. We're ready to go. Excited.